by remote. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President-elect Joe Biden declared Tuesday that the United States is ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, signaling a marked change from outgoing President Donald Trump's mantra of America first. Biden said the country is ready to confront our adversaries, not reject our allies, and ready to stand up for our values. His comments came as his transition to power gets underway after a government agency declared him the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election, even as President Trump continues his long-shot attempt to end Biden's victory. A Trump administration official said the White House gave approval Tuesday for Trump to receive the president's daily briefing, but it was not immediately clear when Biden would receive his first classified national security briefing as president-elect. Biden transition teams are also contacting officials at agencies throughout the government for updates on pending policy issues, as well as to better understand staffing patterns after some departments remove individuals deemed to be at odds with the president's view of a limited government. Also on Tuesday, Biden formally introduced some of the top appointees, including Antony Blinken as Secretary of State, Avril Haines as Director of National Intelligence, and Alejandro Mayorkas as the Homeland Security Chief. Meantime, President Trump has yet to offer a concession to Biden and has not called him with congratulations, even as several world leaders have offered good wishes ahead of his inauguration on January 20th as the 46th U.S. President. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Syrian army said early Wednesday Israeli airstrikes hit an area in the southern outskirts of Damascus where military defectors say there is a strong Iranian military presence and the second of such attacks within a week. Military defectors say the strikes targeted a military base close to the Syrian Golan Heights along the border with Israel that had been hit earlier. It's unclear if there were any casualties. Foreign donors pledged a projected $12 billion in civilian aid to Afghanistan over the next 4 years at a conference on Tuesday, but many made it conditional on protecting human rights and making progress on peace talks in a major shakeup for the country's economy. Many donors also put restrictions on future funding, and some officially committed for just the next year. Diplomats said keeping financing for Afghanistan on a tight leash could provide a foreign governments, that is, with some leverage to inject a greater sense of urgency into a halting peace process. As the donor conference proceeded, two explosions rocked an outdoor market in the central province of Bamyan, usually considered one of the safest areas of Afghanistan, killing at least 14 people, wounding dozens more, mostly civilians. The U.S.-based maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, says its guilty plea over its role in the opioid crisis is an essential step to preserve billions of dollars for the settlement it is pursuing in bankruptcy court. Purdue Pharma also said in a statement Tuesday after a federal hearing in New Jersey that the plea will advance the company's goal of providing financial resources and life-saving medicines to address the opioid crisis. The plea is part of a settlement with the U.S. Justice Department that also resolves civil claims. And Niger, the West African nation, observing 3 days of mourning following the death of former President Mamadou Tanja at the age of 82. He twice won election after the country's return to civilian rule in 1999. Though was overthrown a decade later after altering the constitution to stay in power. And Britain and France on Tuesday announced plans to ease coronavirus restrictions heading up to the Christmas holiday as a second wave of infections subsides following weeks of lockdowns in Europe. For more news, join us, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.